Costa Rica President Fernandez says U.S. ground forces would help national security. By Christian K. Caruso on September 7, 2026. Conservative President of Costa Rica Laura Fernandez said prospective U.S. ground operations on Costa Rican soil against international criminal organizations would be very good for the Central American country's national security. Speaking to Reuters, Fernandez clarified that no plans of that nature were in the works between Washington and San Jose, adding any such plan would require legislative approval for its implementation. However, Fernandez stated the subject was broached by Costa Rica before the U.S. earlier this year when she was president-elect. It would obviously be very good for national security if it were about pursuing a common objective against transnational crime, transnational drug trafficking, transnational terrorism, Fernandez told Reuters at the Costa Rican presidential palace. The Qatari news network Al Jazeera published a snippet video of the interview with Fernandez's remarks. Costa Rica is one of the Latin American nations that has historically cooperated with the United States in the fight against organized crime operating in the region. The Central American country is also one of the few countries in the world that does not have its own army, having abolished it in 1949. President Fernandez, a hardline conservative, took office in May after obtaining a landslide victory earlier this year. She vowed to crack down on Costa Rica's long-standing violence, crime, and drug trafficking issues, seeking to emulate the success of El Salvador under the administration of President Nayib Bukele. In 2023, El Salvador documented a record-breaking homicide rate of 17.2 per 100,000 inhabitants, more than double the rate registered during the 2010s. Earlier this year, Fernandez and her conservative predecessor and mentor, Rodrigo Chavez Robles, had Costa Rica join the U.S.-led America's Counter-Cartel Coalition, AEC, also known as the Shield of the Americas. Since then, countries such as Colombia have signed agreements with the United States allowing for possible joint strikes with the U.S. against narco-terrorist groups operating in Colombian territory. Ecuador, another AEC member, has participated in several joint operations with the U.S. against narco-terrorist group. Most recently, dismantling a floating refueling station used by Ecuador's deadly Los Caneros narco-terrorist organization last week. President Fernandez reportedly stated during the interview that she is not considering asking the Costa Rican Congress for a state of emergency declaration and the suspension of civil liberties to address Costa Rica's rampant violent crime crisis. While the possibility for such a declaration was raised during her campaign, the Costa Rican president attributed her change in policy to new official data showing a steady decline in crime this year. According to Reuters, official Costa Rican court data shows a 14% reduction in homicides during the first half of 2026 when compared to the same period in 2025. Reuters noted that the Costa Rican president has found herself in a tense standoff with the nation's courts after she accused the judiciary of being infiltrated by organized crime and blocking some of their tougher security policies. Amid the dispute stands a series of sweeping budget cuts backed by Fernandez with significant reductions to the judiciary's budget. I've been very critical of how slow the courts are. Very critical in specific cases where judges release convicted criminals long before their sentences are complete. And I've also been very critical of administrative failures and potential corruption in the judiciary, Fernandez told Reuters. Speaking during a Sunday address, Fernandez further defended the budget cuts, affirming that the current budget represents a straitjacket to the government, as it commits 93% of its total, leaving only 7% available. The Costa Rican president reiterated her administration does not plan to raise any taxes in the country or make the country accrue further debt.